Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hour number two of the show, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. It's a good day to have Noops Christensen on the show, _ Noops, over on X, because we have the highest total game of the week going down tonight. He specializes in touchdown props, so we will get some looks between the Ravens and the Lions coming up in a few minutes. Noops, I'd ask how you're doing, but you let me know during the break that you had Rams plus 3.5 yesterday.
Ooh, sure did. There's nothing better than watching somebody make a great play and then a bad decision. I mean, it was pretty fun, I have to admit, watching Jordan Davis's giant personage running down the field like that. I mean, it's in a day of where I wonder if anybody, did anybody round robin DST anytime touchdown scores yesterday? whoever you are, you're probably rich today. So as much as I was bummed at the play, it was actually kind of a fun way. And now I have a good story about a bad beat.
Well, you can get it all back with a Rasheen Ali touchdown tonight. Or how about Brock Wright or Craig Reynolds? Let's go deep diving. You always got thoughts on guys that are down the board. This game has a huge total, 53.5. South Point has a 54. Is there somebody that most people wouldn't pick to score a touchdown that you like?
Well, you said one of those names. Brock Wright has been really great for the Detroit Lions. He's on the field quite a bit. Anyone that has owned Sammy Laporta in fantasy the last couple of years knows about Brock Wright, because a couple times a year, he'll come in, you assume it's Laporta, it pops up just the wrong jersey number there with the 8 in front of it. I've always thought it's cruel that they all have numbers that are close to each other, because you get that little bit of excitement. But Brock Wright, our friends at MGM hanging him at 9-1 to score a touchdown. I'd have that closer to 6-1, maybe 6.5-1, somewhere in that range. I like quite a bit. That's probably the biggest number on the board, though. It's one of those things where with these two particular teams, you don't see too much variance in terms of who's going to score. Now, it's not a huge number, but the other one I really like, DeAndre Hopkins, plus 350. He's only playing about 25% of snaps, but is still third in targets. I believe he's second in red zone targets, something like that. Basically, when he's on the field, Lamar is looking for him. He scored a couple really great touchdowns so far, and they really haven't moved this number too much. Again, I think this is numbers being priced on how few snaps he's playing, as opposed to the high quality usage he's getting in those snaps. So Brock Wright 9-1, DeAndre Hopkins plus 350. I like both of those quite a bit.
So how do you think the pace is going to play out? Obviously, people are thinking a lot of the public money is all in on the over. It's probably going to get to 54. I saw there's a couple of 54s out there in the market right now. They're expecting an absolute shootout. Are you there with them? I know you're betting touchdown props, but you know, you can still hit them and the under come in because there's so much wiggle room here. Are you thinking that this is going to go over the total, or would you look to go under?
It's a really tough game. It's a lot like the Bills-Ravens game in week one, where there's a clear case for that being a high-scoring game, given how talented both the offenses are and how they like to push pace. But there are two teams that really like to run the ball as well. And tonight we've got to have that same dynamic. We've got a Ravens team that likes to run. They're built on Derrick Henry doing his thing and then opening it up for Lamar Jackson to get the ball downfield. The Detroit Lions love short passes and runs to Jahmyr Gibbs. David Montgomery still gets a lot of work. So I think we'll see the clock clock ticking quite a bit. And I think it's a game where what I'm looking to see is in the first half, if it is really high scoring, but one team can make it to halftime with a lead. Both these teams know how to salt away games a little bit late here. And I think the Ravens, again, given how their season's gone so far, are going to be even more looking to grind it down. So my plan basically is to see how the game starts and then look for probably a second half under if either team's got a two-score lead going into the second half.
Do you have a feel on the side? We had mentioned earlier that, you know, we saw some support for the dog. Superbook opened this line 6, and the 6s are long gone. I mean, most places now 4.5, including BetMGM. I do see some 4s offshore. So there has been this quote-unquote sharp support for Detroit. Are you with that move, or are you staying away from the side?
That move didn't make sense to me. I had this game basically right where it opened, around 6. I think the Ravens are a better team. They're at home. You've got to adjust Jared Goff down for being outdoors. Yes, the weather should be relatively nice, but it just, you look at his splits indoors, outdoors, and apologies for not having him in front of me, but he is not nearly as good of a quarterback when you get him outside. And I just think this Ravens team, too, is going to be a real step above kind of anybody the Lions have played so far. And you know, they played the Packers, who are really good. But the Ravens, I mean, we're talking about one of the 2-3 best teams in the NFL at this point. It's going to be a really tough game for them. I'm just going to keep waiting and probably take Ravens close to kickoff. -4 would be absolutely great because, again, I had this close to 5.5, 6. So sharp guys, I mean, that's the only way those lines move. Some sharp people definitely have come in, picked up all these 6s. They feel really good about the Lions, which doesn't make me feel great. But if I could bet the Ravens -4, I think I'm probably going to do it.
All right. Look forward to Monday Night Football. We were discussing our hatred of the New England Patriots on this Monday because they couldn't hold on to the football. They should have beat up on the Steelers. And I say beat up. The way that game went, they probably should have won by multiple scores, losing every fumble. But you got to keep putting Ramondre Stevenson back on the field. Can't go to the rookie running back that you drafted for some reason. Don't understand that. They eventually make the move. But you had mentioned, you know what, Pittsburgh, they're just luck boxing their way into this. And my first thought is, yeah, you know what? There are a handful of teams right now. I'm not saying I want to bet against them because they're finding ways, but if they're laying a larger number, if they're laying more than a field goal, maybe you got to look at it. Look, you're an Eagles guy. You tell me, do you think the Eagles qualify as one of those teams luck boxing their way to 3-0?
I wouldn't say quite that much. Yes, there's definitely been some bounces in their direction, but I thought they played very well in that Cowboys game. I mean, Jalen Hurts, that's one of the best performances we've seen from a quarterback all season in Week 1 there, the way he carried that team. Week 2, I thought they were in complete control over the Chiefs the entire game. Now, maybe that's not as big of a deal given that the Chiefs aren't as good as we think they are, but I was really impressed with the Eagles there. And then yesterday, to me, that's more of the Rams just kind of falling apart there at the end. Again, Jalen Hurts stepped it up, was getting the ball downfield when he needed to, and A.J. Brown finally woke up. So I think yesterday is a little more indicative of what we should see from the Eagles going forward than maybe what we saw the first few weeks. So I've actually been impressed. I think they're doing a good job winning these games.
How good are the L.A. Chargers, Noops?
I have no idea. I think that's honestly one of the hardest questions to answer in all the NFL at this point. Again, they come out Week 1. Basically in complete control of that game over the Chiefs. The margin of victory was even a little bit bigger than it looked at only 6 points. The Chiefs get an easy touchdown there late. But then they play the Raiders, and they score 17 points, I think, in the first half, only 3 in the second half. Yesterday, against a Denver team that's been as big of a mess as anybody here to start the season, only 23 points, and they win that game. So they're 3-0, and I guess maybe the best way to answer this question is, of all the 3-0 teams, I think that they're probably the worst, depending on how you feel about San Francisco or Tampa Bay, but I think they're good. I just don't know if they're great.
Yeah, you know, with San Francisco, okay, they're finding ways to get it done. Now Bosa goes down yesterday to an injury. If he's added to that list, I mean, come on. It's we're getting too far here. That other team that you threw out, that was going to be my question. How good is Tampa Bay? Sitting 3-0, now winning 3 straight, 1-score games. They almost lost to the Jets yesterday.
I think they're pretty good. I mean, yesterday's game, coming into that game with all the injuries they have on the offensive line, I mean, Baker just getting absolutely beat up. I just wonder if maybe they're just like being dramatic. Maybe Todd Bowles wants all these games to finish on the last drive or whatever. It's just kind of silly here. But you look at this Atlanta defense, they had played pretty well outside of basically yesterday against the Panthers. So they put up 23 points there. Houston, again, they win a really ugly football game. Again, I think they're good. I'm not sure they're great. I know they were a lot of people's dark horse team to make the Super Bowl for the NFC coming into the season. I don't feel that way. You know, again, Philadelphia is much better than they are. Green Bay is much better than they are. I think you could make a case again that the 49ers might be better than they are. So they're good. They're just not great.
The win total on Tampa, if you want to get involved now, is 11.5. The next four games, Philly, at Seattle, home against the Niners, at Detroit. That's not an easy schedule, Noobs.
Yeah,
I'm flipping through here. They've got 14 games left. You said the total's 11.5?
Yes, sir, 11.5.
All right. So they got to win 8, basically, of their next 13 games. Man, there is at least 4 losses on here.
Buffalo,
possibly
2.
5.
Yeah, they go to the Rams.
I mean, so you think about the losses. Home for Philadelphia, that's probably a loss. At Buffalo, that's almost certainly a loss. I think at Seattle is a really tough game. At Detroit is a tough game. Home for San Francisco. I mean, there's 4 games in there they probably lose. And the 5th one, man, that's really tough. That's a really good number. I think I still...
I saw you playing with your beard. Don't lie. You like the under. I saw you pontificating.
It's really close. Because, again, they just have to win 8 of the next 13, and I think they can win 8 of those games. They probably win 7, so lean towards the under. And, again, also, I guess you have to take into consideration that they might be so far ahead in the division at the end of the season, they just punt the last week anyway, so lean under.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that I was considering. I'm like, they'll probably get – like, what can I do? If I don't like the Bucks, what can I do? You probably only bet it week to week. Maybe the win total, like Sam mentioned, a suggestion. But, yeah, you see the Falcons yesterday. Oh, they get a lot of support. Everybody's in. They saw Sunday Night Football. And then they get smoked 30-0 by the Panthers. We talk during the NBA season a lot about futures with you. Are there any particular futures, awards, whatever, in the NFL? It doesn't have to be a current bet that you would make right now, but just maybe a race you find interesting. What's on your mind when it comes to NFL awards futures?
I am scrolling through furiously to try to find the make the playoff odds for the Charlotte Hornets, because my crazy take for this year is that the Charlotte Hornets are going to make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, and not just the play-in, folks. They are going to make it all the way to the actual playoffs. They will be the 7 or 8 seed to get absolutely annihilated in the first round by the New York Knicks or the Cleveland Cavaliers, but it's a really nice big number. I've seen it in the range of plus 750, plus 800, as high as 10-1 some places. And I just look at a team that, to me, looks like they actually have kind of a solid base 3 guys. You know, LaMelo Ball, Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges have all struggled to stay healthy. I wonder how much of that is them being hurt or the Hornets really trying to lose basketball games. But you look at what they did in the offseason in terms of bringing in some veterans. You know, they're going to have Seth Curry for the second year. They were able to bring in Colin Sexton. Now, I'm a little worried maybe what they could do at center, but it's not really that big of a problem in the Eastern Conference. There's not that many big guys for them to really be bothered by. But again, given how many question marks I have about teams like the Milwaukee Bucks, they're in just a very, very fragile situation. I mean, if anything happens with Giannis, they're immediately one of the worst teams. You look at a team, you know, like the Philadelphia 76ers, my Philadelphia 76ers, I have no idea. They could be really good or bad. I think there are just spots for them to climb over here and sneak in. So the Charlotte Hornets to make the playoffs, I can't believe I'm saying this on a recorded show, bet it.
Okay. One last question I had about the NBA. I'm looking at the MGM MVP market. The top makes me laugh. SGA 2-1, Jokic 3-1, Luka 350. Okay. All right. Then we get to Giannis at 10, Wemby at 16, Edwards at 25. Cade Cunningham is the next guy after Edwards. Wow. You know there's value on everybody not named Shea, Jokic, Luka. Anything that you like early.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's a really tough market, and it's one of the reasons I love the NBA MVP so much. I think if you go back and look at the history of MVPs, it's actually just an outstanding list of basically Hall of Fame basketball players up and down. So it's an award that everyone takes very seriously, and I think that's why you see the grouping up there at the top. You know, when you start to think about this award, so you can cross a couple teams off. With all due respect to Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs are not going to win enough games for him to garner any attention for MVP in the Western Conference. Anthony Edwards, 25-1, is the one that sticks out to me because a lot of people are kind of down on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think they are definitely going to be a little worse than they were last year, given they lost Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But they've got some guys to pull up here, and I've just loved the way that Edwards has talked this offseason about having to change his game, how he needs to learn to be a little bit more of a playmaker and get these guys a little bit more involved. I think he is someone that can take a huge, huge step forward, and if he can get the Minnesota Timberwolves to be the second, third seed in the Western Conference, which, again, I don't think is out of the realm of possibility, that 25-1 has a lot of value. Sam, I heard you talk about Cade Cunningham. I think that that's an interesting bet. I'm just not sure. Again, the Pistons can win enough games to kind of garner that attention yet. It's probably just a little bit too early, but I don't mind that. I think betting some Pistons alt-overs and things like that might be a better way to go. But my favorite number for MVP from our friends at MGM, Anthony Edwards, 25-1. I think that's a good number.
Very good. Noops Christensen, appreciate you jumping on. _ Noops over on X. Good luck with your touchdown bets tonight. Thanks.
Absolutely, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Best of luck until we talk again.
Absolutely. Alex Christensen there. Good stuff there. _ Noops over on X. All right. Coming up next on the show, we do Monday morning market moves. We'll hit college football. Still a lot to get to as far as what happened over the weekend. It is a monster slate coming up on Saturday. Also NFL. So Monday morning market moves are next right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.